This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Everybody. What's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket, this one for the 10th. It's April, it's 2024, it's a hump day. How's everybody doing? Man, the weather is fucking fantastic. I swear I'm not going to talk about the weather. I know you hate when I talk about the weather, but man, it's so nice to get out of your car. I'm wearing short sleeves. It's fantastic. Feels like summer, doesn't it? And it also feels like summer because it's baseball season. I had every intention to do this podcast on Wings and Capitals, who are playing right now as I'm talking. It's 8:01 on a Tuesday. It's a scoreless game early in the second period. I was going to talk about the biggest game in Little Caesars history, because it is. You can't name a bigger game in Little Caesars Arena history other than maybe the Pistons making the playoffs against the Bucks in 19. But let's be honest. You knew they were going to get swept, and they got swept, despite the fact it was great electricity. So we'll hit more on the game and the Wings tomorrow. We'll get you prepared for Wings and Penguins. Penguins, of course, back from the dead. They have a chance to make the postseason. The Wings, of course, a great chance to make the postseason, even if they lose. And right now, they're not losing. It's tied. I can tell you this. They outplayed Washington in the first period. Anyway. But I was going to talk about that game, but that would mean like I would have had to stay late and I was going to be tired. And it was before I heard this Scott Harris comment. And I gotta give this to you instead, because this comment is offensive. This comment should be controversial. And I got to give it to you. But let me start from the beginning. Tigers win yesterday. They stop a three-game losing skid. They looked horrendous in winning, if that's possible. But a win is a win is a win. They play great defense, and I guess that helps keep the other team off the scoreboard when your offense stinks, right? And if you look at the game yesterday, like Matt Vierling in center field, he's not even their everyday center fielder, made two big-time plays. Riley Green made a big-time play in left field. They did a nice job of run prevention, but they still can't hit. The Tigers' offense is hard to watch. Martin Perez, who's been in the game forever, he's 33. He gave up one run in the first inning, and then he dominated the Tigers with his slow stuff. All the dude throws is breaking pitches. I don't even think he tops 90. Of course, I'm joking, but barely. And he shut down the Tigers. This Tigers' offense is dreadful. You saw it against the Oakland A's on Saturday. You saw it against the Oakland A's on Sunday. You saw it Monday in the Steel City as well. And then yesterday, it was more of the same. But a funny thing happened. David Bednar came in. Tigers trailed 3-1. Top of the ninth inning. Bednar came in for a save. And he was horrendous. And he was the best thing possible for the Tigers offense, because Bednar, in his third of an inning that he pitched, I mean, it was ugly. If you're a Pirates fan, you're thinking to yourself, Jesus, get this guy out of there. But he walked Riley Green. Then he hit Spencer Torkelson. Then Gio Urshela, who's been really good, by the way, single to center. Green scored, and then McKinstry scores as well because there was a throwing error that went into the dugout down the third base line. Kerry Carpenter got a single just out of the reach of the Pirates shortstop. Javier Baez was hit by a pitch. And then Jake Rogers singled as well. Bottom line is, after not scoring at all, one run through eight innings, they scored four in the top of the ninth. They end up winning the ballgame. They're 7-4. Pirates are 9-3. But the Tigers don't fool anybody. You knew this was going to be a bad offense. And they're proving to be a bad offense. And just because they found a way to score four in the top of the ninth inning doesn't change the fact that this offense is hard to fucking watch. It really is. But then I heard this comment from Scott Harris. So after the game, I was perusing Twitter before going to work. And apparently Scott Harris was on MLB High Heat, you know, with the doggy, Chris Russo. Remember, he used to do New York radio. Now he's on Sirius. He's on ESPN on Wednesdays as well. I like the doggy. I think he does a good job. He yells and he screams, kind of like me. I kind of consider myself a young doggy. Okay, probably not. He's way more talented. But still, whatever the case is, he's made billions of dollars, I'm sure, doing radio. But he had Scott Harris on High Heat. And I got to play you this answer. Because the first question just was about the good start. Like, they played well in Chicago. They played well in New York against the Mets. Team was good. So Scott Harris talked about the road trip and how happy he was that his team got off to a good start. And then came the interesting part. All right? Then came the part that I am sickened by. Then came the part that made me do this podcast about Scott Harris instead of the Red Wings playing their biggest game ever at Little Caesars Arena. Take a listen to this. First, you're going to hear from the dog, Russo. And then you're going to hear the response from Harris. And then we got to talk about it a little bit, okay? Here you go.
Expectation level here for this franchise this year. I mean, obviously, you've had good second halves and in spring training with, you know, Minnesota maybe not spending as much money and division being wide open. A lot of people out of high hopes for the Tigers. So a little bit more of an expectation level this year, Scott, on your ball club. Let me get your thoughts on how your young team's going to handle that.
Yeah, I don't know if expectations internally are all that different this year. We have to stay focused on the step right in front of us. You know, candidly, this organization has been through some rough patches in recent years, and we haven't really earned the right to talk about playoff bursts yet. We've earned the right to try to beat the Pirates today, and so that's what we focus on internally. You know, I think the middle of our lineup is populated by young hitters, and with youth comes variance and unpredictability. But I think we got to keep giving these guys opportunities. We got to keep helping them make adjustments to find their way and be consistent every night. And we got to keep leaning on the veterans we brought in this offseason, guys like Mark Canha and Gio Urshela, who are both off to really big starts at the plate, but also really helping mentor some of our young hitters in the clubhouse. So, you know, I think if we stay focused on the here and now, we stay focused on putting together long stretches of competitive baseball, the rest of those expectations are going to take care of themselves.
All right, let's talk. Let's talk, shall we? I hated that comment because Scott Harris essentially is telling you something we already knew, but he's telling you, not lying to you. He's honest with you. He's punting the season. I like the part where he's like, well, the Tigers have had problems in the past. So is he blaming Alavila? That's fine. This is a ball club that was in second place in the AL Central last year. This is a ball club that fought with the Twins at least for 5 out of the 6 months. This is a ball club that did absolutely nothing in the offseason to make you any better other than Gio Urshela and Mark Canha. And no offense to those guys because they've both been good early on, but you're not winning games or playoff series with those two guys leading the way. They've been your best players, and it's great that you went out and got them, but at the same time, you're not winning with just those dudes. Torkelson got an RBI yesterday, still looks lost. Parker Meadows, not good. Javi Baez is so bad that I feel the company edict is to talk about how good his defense is in hopes that maybe somebody doesn't realize how bad his offense is. Scott Harris did nothing, absolutely nothing in the offseason And now he's telling you, well, our expectations are actually just trying to beat the Pirates. No, your expectation should be try to win a shitty division. That's what your expectation should be. This comment makes me so angry. Why? Because there's so many Tiger fans that have been through hell. Ever since 2014, when the Tigers last made the playoffs, think about the years that you've witnessed. Think about the baseball that you've taken in. Think about the garbage players. Think about the bad offense. Think about just utter shit. That's what it's been. It's been hard to watch. Nobody wanted to take it in. But there we are, waiting for winning baseball. We are in a rebuild that never ends. And now you got the president of baseball operations telling the MLB Network, yeah, you know, I'm punting the season. That's essentially what he said. He's punting the season. And he showed you that with his actions. And now he's pretty honest about it as well. The Minnesota Twins had to cut $30 million in payroll. They have injuries. You couldn't try to catch them. The Cleveland Guardians just lost their best pitcher. You couldn't try to catch them. That comment pisses me off. And I understand the Scott Harris point of view. I really do. He's thinking to himself, why would I start my president of baseball operations true clock? Because the second that he makes a big time move, then people expect them to win. Right. So I get it from his standpoint because he's looking at job security. Why start this thing up and get people excited when I don't have to? But if you're a fan, there's been a generation of Tiger fans that are lost. If you're a fan, you've had to put up with all this nonsense. And then finally, you show a little promise last year and you have a hot second half and you're not quite good enough to win the division. And then this year, you do nothing in the offseason. And then you have your president of baseball operations essentially tell you, yeah, I'm punting the season. And then you're going to have to watch this offense, this awful offense all year long because he wants to get these guys at bats. Does this make you angry? Is this an offensive comment or am I just way too fucking sensitive? My God. Would it be the hardest thing in the world if you went out and you traded for somebody? Sign somebody in the offseason? I don't think it would take much to make this offense just a smidge better. Your pitching's good enough, despite the fact that Flaherty got kind of lit up the other day. I thought Casey Mize was fine yesterday. Doesn't strike out anybody. I think your bullpen is pretty good. I think it's a plus pen. The problem is your offense is horrendous and your president of baseball operations does not care. And if you think I'm being unfair, he just told you he doesn't care. The expectations are not to win the playoffs. The expectations are not to compete for the playoffs. The expectations are, well, you know, we're just going to try to take that second step. At least lie to me, dude. At least say, yeah, man, I think we got a chance to make the playoffs. I get it. I understand it. It makes sense if you're Scott Harris. But you got to actually use your eyes, man. Your paying customers have been in hell, baseball-wise. They've been in hell. And this is what you decide to do. Here's the other thing, too. There is no guarantee that his long-term plan actually works out. There's no guarantee that the kids in the minors that I'm sure he thinks highly of actually turn out to be good. I think we're seeing that right now. Riley Green looks pretty impressive, doesn't he? But that's about it. Torkelson, when he comes up with men in scoring position, I'd rather have somebody else up. Parker Meadows has literally been unable to swing a bat. Cole Keefe seems like he might be coming around. Defensively, he's pretty damn good. It just makes me so irritated. This team plays good defense. This team can pitch a little bit. So why not go out? Why didn't you go out and make it better offensively? You know, it's going to really drive you nuts. If you're not angry right now, you're going to be angry because you're going to watch a whole lot of 3-1 games that you lose. And you're going to be like, oh my God. The Twins suck, and you start a series with them tomorrow. The Guardians aren't anything impressive, and they lead the AL Central. So I am so curious what you think about this comment. Maybe I'm overreacting. If I am, please let me know in the comment section. I've been prone at times to overreact. But this comment, essentially saying, I'm the boss, and I'm punting this season. If I was the dog, I would have followed up. Been like, dude, how don't you have expectations? You came in second place in the division. You got a fan base frothing at the mouth. Like, you got to do better, Scott Harris. You just got to do better. And I'm not saying his long-term plan won't work out, and I'm not saying he's not a brilliant president of baseball operations, but early on, I've been woefully underwhelmed. And then you add this. Like, the other podcast, we already did it. If you look at his moves early on, the Scott Harris era, Vierling, Maton, Sands, Lorenzen, Kelly, McKinstry, Ibanez, Kanya, Maeda, a lot of money, Flaherty, 14 mil, Urshela, Holton, Englert, Boyd, 10 million bucks. That worked out. Shreve, Clark over Langford. Clark just got his first hit yesterday. And then he totally botched the Erod trade deadline move. I'm not saying he can't do the job, but it pisses me off that you could have put a better team out there for the now and try to win a division and do what you're supposed to do. Try to win. Too many teams in baseball don't care about winning. The Tigers apparently just care about their future. What about now? What about all the long-suffering people that have put up with this crap? Rebuild after rebuild, garbage after rubbish. So yeah, it pisses me off. What do you think? It's a garbage comment. It's punting the season. It's going to be a long season, isn't it? And this is after a win, by the way, yesterday. Anyway, let's get to some comments and get the hell out of here, okay? Let me know what you think. Yesterday's podcast was about Javier Baez. And the topic was, people are booing Javier Baez. Is that good fan behavior? How about this one? Michelle Mulder dash BD7ZP. It's called work, but I like your pod, Jeff, and your plan for the day is pretty sweet, and I would love to do that with my kids. That's right. I told you about my plan for the solar eclipse with Olive. It was awesome. We went golfing. We watched the eclipse. We had some matzo ball soup. It was a memorable day. It was really cool. User dash DR7MD1FM3X. As soon as you mentioned the eclipse, I closed this podcast for the day. I agree. Talk sports and keep the personal stuff out of it. Do you agree with that? Like what? I can't tell a little heartwarming story about me and my daughter? That's why you turned off the podcast, not because my takes suck, but because I told you about a memorable day with my kid? Jesus. Apparently that bothers people. I don't think I'm going to stop, though. Daniel Lynch, 9549. Baez needs the stick for a guy that might not be a great shortstop, but can hit. Then it says eclipse, so what? And then how about one more for you? David DeSau, 8508. Baez appears unable to focus when batting. He appears to make the same bad choices when batting over and over again. He has a great glove, as Dan Campbell would say. Does he love ball? Does he have grit? Maybe he needs a psychologist. Or maybe if we boo, he will want to work at his craft, do something different, so as to get the respect of his teammates and fans. Baez, we need your greatness. That's what it says. We'll end it on that. Let me know what you think about the Scott Harris comments. And do you agree with multiple texters that apparently are upset with me because I talk about my family sometimes on the podcast? Jeez. Trying to be relatable here for crying out loud. All right, we'll catch you on a Thursday. Hopefully the Wings won. Here, I'll check the score right now. Let's see. Currently, 7:02 left to go in the second period. Still scoreless. Wow. Capitals and Red Wings. I got to go watch this game. All right, guys. Catch you tomorrow on a Thursday. See ya.